This is the January 2024 edition of Click Magazine, Science and Exploration for Young Kids. I'm Chris, radio volunteer Ron Pariser. The front cover of the magazine features a penguin who appears to be dancing on the ice, and the caption reads, "Look at me move." Click and the Kids, story and art by Meg McLean, featuring Amy, Martin, Click, Liz the sitter, and Duke the dog. "Okay, Martin, everybody's ready. Life jackets are on. You can shove off." "I'll hang on to Duke." "Hey, look over there. I just saw a frog hop into the pond." "Look over here. There's a turtle on that rock." "Everybody sit down. Remember, boats are tippy." "Amy, let's lean to the left to steady the boat while Martin catches a frog." "Got him." "What a cool frog. Look at the way he's holding onto my hand with his front feet. And his back feet are huge. They look just like flippers I wear in the pool." "He's got a pretty big mouth too," says Click. "Those are webbed feet. The skin between the toes help push the water, like a duck's feet. Whoops, there he goes as the frog jumps away. Oh no, Duke's chasing him. Here, Duke, come, good dog, come, Duke." "It's a race across the pond," said Click, as Duke chases after the frog. "We'd better row back to the dock and pick up Duke. Wait, here's that turtle. Look, Liz, this turtle has webbed feet too. I thought turtles were supposed to be slow." "Not when they're in the water. Look at him move. Webbed feet must really help him swim." "They do. Just like these oars help us move the boat. Go, frog." "Duke beat us back. How did he do that?" "Who won?" asks Click. "Look, Amy, he has webbed feet too, see?" "That's right. Not all dogs have webbed feet, but Duke is a Labrador retriever, and they do." "No doubt about it, webbed feet are a good thing to have in the water." "Yeah, and you can't lose them," as Martin drops the oar. Click says, "I know how to go fast without oars or webbed feet," as he rides away in his motorboat. Page 7. How Animals Move. Animals move from place to place for many reasons. To look for food or a good place to sleep, to get away from danger, to find a friend or a mate. How do they do it? Some leap. Do you see what hares, grasshoppers, frogs, and other animals that are good at jumping have in common? Long back legs that push them up and forward, as seen in the three photographs. And some creep. Photographs of the lizards, tortoises, and alligators are all reptiles. The name reptile comes from an old Latin word that means crawl or creep. Some ride. Many animal parents, like this swan, carry their babies. But grown-up animals get rides too. Often, the smaller animal helps the bigger animal carrying it. Remora fish, for example, eat pests that can bother a shark's skin. And oxpecker birds protect rhinos, who can't see very well, by keeping a lookout and tweeting warnings. Others slide. Penguins and river otters slide on their bellies down snowy hills. It's faster than walking and more fun, as shown in the photographs. A few swing. Gibbons, long arms and flexible shoulder joints, let them swing from tree branch to branch. Orangutans, big toes, work like thumbs, so they can grab and swing from their feet too. Spider monkeys can even swing from their tails, as shown in the photograph. Page 10. And billions take wing. A few animals can glide, but birds, bats, and insects are the only true flyers. All bats and birds have two wings, but they don't all fly. Most insects have two pair of wings, but a few are wingless and cannot fly. How do you move? Click says, "I like to run everywhere." If you were a cat, you'd have a long bendy spine to help you twist and turn and stretch, back legs longer than your front legs to help you leap and pounce, thick pads on your paws to cushion them and help you move quietly, sharp hook-shaped claws you pull in when you walk or stick out to help you climb. Can you bend your back like a cat? If you were a kangaroo, you'd have a long, strong tail that props you up when you're standing and helps you balance when you're moving. Long back feet and legs that move together, not one at a time. You can't walk, you hop. Ankles, knees, and hips that stay bent when you stand, so you're always ready to jump. Huge muscles in your back legs to help you leap long distances. Can you hop like a kangaroo? If you were an eagle, you'd have a lightweight body to help you fly. You might be 3 feet tall, but weigh only 10 pounds. Long, long arms, oops, wings, 7 feet from tip to tip to help you fly. A deep chest to hold the big, strong muscles you need to flap those big wings. Strong legs and feet for catching food, but your legs are too short for running. You fly instead. Can you flap your wings, oops, arms, like an eagle? Page 14. If you were a penguin, you'd have short, stiff, flipper-like wings, no good for flying, but perfect for swimming. A long, smooth, heavy body to help you dive deep. Legs so short you can't take big steps. Instead, you rock from side to side when you walk. Big webbed feet to help you swim. Can you waddle like a penguin? What other animals can you move like? A frog? A crab? An alligator? A chicken? Yo Wants to Know, by Leah and Alan Daniel. Hey, Grandpa, a little worm dropped on your hat, says Yo. It must have been eating my blueberry bush, says Grandpa. It's not a wiggly worm, says Yo. It kind of folds up in the middle. It's an inchworm, says Grandpa. An inchworm doesn't need to wiggle because it has little feet. The front feet hold on while the back end catches up. Then the back feet hold on while the front end pushes forward. I bet I can do that, says Yo. My hands will be my front feet, and my back feet can catch up. Now my front feet walk ahead. This is harder than it looks, says Yo, but I bet it's easier for inchworms. What's it doing now, asks Yo. Maybe looking for my blueberry bush, says Grandpa, but I think I'll find him something else to eat. Page 21. Cheetah Chase, by Susan Yoder Ackerman, art by Diane Blasius. Heat rises off the African grassland. Duma and her cubs sprawl under a thorn tree. They are well hidden as they sleep. Their yellow-gray fur, covered with dark brown spots, blends into the shadows and dry grass. The sun is lower now. Duma opens her eyes and stretches, purring and chirping to her cubs. Late afternoon is hunting time for cheetahs. Duma sharpens her claws at the base of the thorn tree. Other cats can tuck their claws into their paw pads when they're not hunting, but a cheetah's claws are out all the time. Duma's long, strong claws will help keep her feet from slipping as she races after prey. Duma starts down into the valley. The cubs dash ahead. Duma keeps an eye on her cubs. On the last hunt, they chased a hippopotamus by mistake, an animal much too big for a cheetah to capture, but they're learning. Duma's sharp eyes spot gazelles grazing in the distance. A gazelle is Duma's favorite meal. Gazelles can run faster than anything except a cheetah. Everything about a cheetah makes it fast. Cheetahs are long, light, and muscular. They have small heads and narrow shoulders and hips. Their joints are loose and their spines flexible so they can stretch out to take giant strides. cheetahs have almost no fat on their bodies. Being so lean saves weight, but unlike big lions and tigers, cheetahs must eat every 2 or 3 days or they will starve. A cheetah can take off in an instant. In 3 seconds, Duma has passed her cubs, traveling at a speed of more than 45 miles per hour. Duma runs so fast that only 1 foot touches the earth at a time. Every second she takes 3 big strides, each one longer than a car. The gazelles scatter in all directions when they see the cheetah. Duma follows the nearest one. The cheetah is full of energy for the chase. The bulge in Duma's skull between her eyes provides an extra wide passage for sucking in air as she runs. Her big bushy tail helps Duma keep her balance when the gazelle turns sharply to escape. The gazelle is fast, but Duma stays right behind. Duma has saved just enough energy for the final sprint. With a burst of speed, she flies across the ground at 70 miles per hour, faster than a car on the highway. Again and again, her spine bends and stretches out like a spring, pushing her forward and making her long legs reach even farther with every bound. Duma strikes with her paw and misses. The gazelle disappears into a stand of trees. The hunt is over. The cubs catch up with their mother, disappointed. Tomorrow the cheetahs will run again, but for now, hot and exhausted, Duma must rest all through the African night. Page 26. Made for Running by Sharnan Simon, art by Marcy Ramsey. But you said it yourself, Hannah argued. Horses are made for running. So why can't Chick and I run? Rochelle laughed. Heels down, she instructed. Shoulders straight. Nice, light hands. Very good. Rochelle watched Hannah closely as she rode around the ring on the little gray pony. Horses are made for running, she agreed. They don't have sharp claws or teeth, so they use speed to escape danger. But you and Chick aren't quite ready. Can you count out his walk for me? How many beats? Hannah sighed. This was too easy. Walking is 4 beats, she said, because Chick moves each leg 1 at a time. She felt Chick's sturdy legs moving beneath her and tried to count 4 separate hoofbeats as the pony circled the ring. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Perfect. Rochelle was beaming. Walking is a 4-beat gait. Right back leg, right front leg. Left back leg, left front leg. You have it exactly right. Hannah and Chick went around the circle 2 more. Okay, called Rochelle. Now show me your trot. Get ready. Tell Chick what you want. Hannah sat deep in the saddle and squeezed her legs. Trot, she told Chick, and they were off. Trotting was fast and bumpy. Hannah remembered what Rochelle had taught her. When Chick trotted, he sprang from 1 diagonal pair of legs to the other. First, his right rear and left front legs moved forward together. Then his left rear and right front legs moved forward together. Chick's legs hit the ground 2 at a time, so trotting was a 2-beat gait. Once Hannah got Chick's rhythm, she started rising out of the saddle with each stride, in time with the beat of the trot. 1, 2, 1, 2, up, down, rising and sitting with each stride was a lot more comfortable than trotting around in a bumpity-bumpity way. Bravo, Rochelle called. You look like a pro. Now it was Hannah's turn to beam. She and Chick kept trotting, first 1 direction around the ring, then the other, until Rochelle waved them into the center. Let's walk Chick around a little to cool him down, Rochelle said. He's been working hard. Rochelle talked as they walked. If walking is a 4-beat gait and trotting is a 2-beat gait, do you know what cantering and galloping are? Hannah hesitated. Then, no, she admitted. Rochelle smiled. A canter is a 3-beat gait. First, the right back leg goes forward, then the left back and right front move together. Then the left front comes last. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. The gallop is the fastest, but it's a four-beat gait like the walk. Left back, left front, right front. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Only really fast. Hannah nodded her head. That's for me. She looked over at the jumping field. A rider on a powerful bay horse was sailing over the jumps as if it were the easiest thing ever. And jumping, too! You will, Rochelle said, someday when you and Chick are both ready. Can Chick jump? Hannah was surprised. Sure. Rochelle patted the pony's neck as they walked. Most horses can jump. They had to, in the wild. If they were running away from a predator and there was a fallen tree blocking the way, they had to jump to survive. Rochelle slapped Chick's butt. This is where it all starts, she said. These strong muscles in its thigh and hip provide the power that let a horse run so fast and jump so high. Hop down, Hannah. I want to show you something. Hannah slid out of the saddle. Put your hand here, Rochelle directed, right where Chick's hind leg joins his body. The bone right here is called a stifle. In a human, this would be the knee. But it's so high up, Rochelle nodded. A horse's long legs let it take big strides and cover a lot of ground fast. Horses can move more ways than any other four-legged animal. They can move one leg at a time. They can move two legs at once on the same side or opposite sides. They can move one leg, then two, then one. Hannah looked at her own legs. I can move two legs at a time, she said, hopping two-legged alongside Chick, but not very fast. Rochelle laughed as Hannah nearly took a tumble. Not very steady, either. They stopped by the jumping field. Now the gleaming bay was cantering along the fence line, its tail held high and its neck arched proudly. It's so beautiful, Hannah sighed. Then her eyes widened as she saw what was in the next pasture. Babies, she cried excitedly. You didn't tell me. It's a surprise, Rochelle said. Come on. The two baby foals were the cutest things. One flicked its delicate ears and twitched its whisk-broom tail. The other foal whinnied, then with a sudden bound, took off running. The first foal popped a funny little stiff-legged buck and raced after its friend, faster and faster. The two foals went skimming around the pasture, barely seeming to touch the ground as they flew by. Hannah laughed out loud. Now that's running. Chick stretched his neck in a long, loud whinny and shook himself from head to tail. And that's Chick saying, let me out of this saddle, Rochelle said. It's time to get him out in the pasture. I have a feeling that next week Chick's going to want to teach you how to canter. Fake flyers. Lots of animals are said to fly, but the only animals that can truly fly are birds, bats, and insects. True flyers use their muscles and flap their wings to lift themselves into the air. Flying squirrels, frogs, and lizards don't fly. They glide. Instead of wings, they have flaps of skin connecting their legs or toes. When they spread the flaps and jump from a high point, the stretched-out skin acts like a parachute or kite and helps them gently float through the air. There are four photographs, one of each animal gliding. Flying lizard, sugar glider, flying squirrel, and flying frog. The last several pages of this issue are projects that you can do with your parent, teacher, or guardian. That completes the January edition of Click Magazine. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer Ron Pariser.